to chew me out for being so stupid, and then I'm going to bed. Well, you're right about Sarah chewing you out, but you ain't going to bed. Not yet, anyway,
Rico answered with a grin.
Why not?
You'll see,
Rico said mysteriously, and steadfastly refused to say more until they reached the clearing where McCade had left his air car. As they broke into the open space, McCade saw one whole end of the clearing had been scorched all the way down to the permafrost, and sitting in the middle of the burned area was a small ship. Not just any ship, but a captain's gig, the kind that belongs to an Imperial cruiser. It had fast lines and a flawless paint job.
What the hell is that doing here? McCade demanded.
Your old friend, what's his name, sent it? The one with two last names.
Swanson Pierce? You mean he's here?
Rico nodded and pointed one index finger upward.
He's got a cruiser, a tin can, and two DEs up there, and wants to see ya.
McCade scowled and turned toward his air car. Whatever he wants can wait. By now Sarah's worried, and I need some sleep. Rico shrugged.
Suit yourself, old sport, but Sarah's up there too.
McCade sighed. Swanson Pierce could mean only one thing, trouble. And as usual, he'd managed to set up things his way. By getting Sarah aboard, he'd made sure McCade would come to him. Plus, they'd meet on his turf, and he'd set the agenda. It was all vintage Swanson Pierce. They were met just inside the lock by a solicitous young officer who introduced himself as Ensign Peel. He had a soft, friendly face and a firm handshake. Peel showed them into a small cabin just aft of the control room and disappeared forward to assume his duties as co-pilot. As they strapped themselves into acceleration couches, McCade took a look around. Someone had lavished a great deal of attention on the ship's interior. The bulkheads and acceleration couches were covered in carefully muted fabrics and, here and there, the polished glow of ornamental brass and exotic wood caught and held his eye. The whole merged to convey a sense of restrained elegance. It all screamed, no, murmured, Swanson Pierce. McCade felt himself pushed down into a seat as the ship roared upward. The pilot knew her business and cleared atmosphere only a quarter rotation away from the large Imperial cruiser orbiting Alice. McCade watched the overhead screens as they approached, and the vessel grew even larger. She was one of the new Jupiter-class ships. Miles long, she was a tracery of gun platforms, missile tubes, laser mounts, and other less identifiable installations. She had none of the streamlined beauty common to ships designed for atmospheric use, but what she lacked in grace, she made up for in raw power. In minutes, she could lay waste to all but the most heavily fortified cities. Beyond her, McCade saw a glint of reflected sunlight marking the location of an escort. Ahead, a small rectangle of light appeared as a hatch slid open to admit them. As their pilot skillfully matched velocity with the larger craft and slipped into the launching bay, McCade felt like a minnow being swallowed by a whale. Inside were rows of neatly parked interceptors, their sleek, deadly shapes reminiscent of bullets waiting to be fired. As always, four were on condition red, tubes hot, weapons armed, ready for launch. McCade knew how it felt. You were proud to slide into the cramped cockpit because interceptor pilots were the elite, the cream of the academy. And you were scared, not of the enemy, but of yourself. You'd rather die than screw up. Then one day the waiting was over. Wing after wing of interceptors blasted out to give and receive death over the planet Hell. Entire fleets maneuvered through complex computer-generated patterns probing for strength and weakness. But for you, the battle was much more personal. It was you against them. Your skill, your reflexes, your ship against them. Finally, the moment came, and with it a strangely silent explosion as a pirate ship blossomed into a miniature sun. You scanned your screens, searching for the next target. There it was, a large ship just ahead. You felt the groove, the almost magical connection between you and it, and you knew you couldn't miss. Relying on muscle memory and years of training, you lined it up and prepared to fire. Suddenly a voice breaks your concentration.
Please, in the name of whatever god you worship,